We are on Daf, Pei Tes, Amid Beis. We have the Taisus and to learn on the Gemara, so just let's say over again the Gemara with the Taisus. The Gemara, and that's the Kasha. Why is a nisha pegiyos aro? She doesn't have what to pay up the demei chavolim. She can sell a ksuba, and with the money that she receives from the teves hanom, she can pay up the chavolim. So the Gemara answered that shel zicha be meichel her husband, and the lekech will zicha lose out from this. So it's not an eitzah to tell her to sell the ksube, because by doing this we will be mafsed the lekeach. Lekeach is paying out money for the teves and of the ksube. Ms. Stomach Huzicha, I get anything from his investment. So the Gemara asks for itayme tazbenei nelei lahuda chavlebei b'teves hanov. Let her not sell it to Alekeach. Let her sell it to the Nechbal. The E Mochla Legabi Baal, Leika Mapsit. If she'll be Meichel, he's not letting get any money. She owes him, let's say, 50 zuz for the Chavola. And we're saying this 50 zuz, for this 50 zuz, he should acquire the Schus Teves Hano. So, Dvar is not laying out any money. It's like a mapsit. He's not losing anything. The hashta nami loy midi koyor vilei. Side by side, you're not giving him anything now. So Dvar, he has nothing. So Mamela, so let's go and sell. She should sell for the 50 zuz that she owes him. She should sell the haksube. The Gemara answered, "Saif, call the Gabi Balba. The Machlo v'atruche bedine bechdila metachinan. It's not. It's vaday. She's going to be Meichel, her husband. So the whole thing is worthless. We're not accomplishing anything. So that is why this is not an eitzah for her to sell the ksuba, the teiva, the ksuba to the Nechbal." So let's see what Taisa says. Ba'afilu mochlo legabi baal loy mifsid kom afsid. Afilu shall be meichel, he's not losing. Nechbal isn't losing. Fak Taisa svim toima vavadi mifsid kom afsid. What do you mean he's not losing? V'chi loy simke. If she won't sell it to him, fine. So now you're not giving him anything. Is yigve chavolosim tisalme night his garage. So memele, he'll be goyve the chavola if she becomes an almone. If her husband gives her a get, so now she has money, he'll be goyve the chavola. Uchshetimche, but if she'll sell it to him, vitimche lebailo yafsid akel. Now he's gonna lose. She'll sell it to him. She's selling him the Teivas Hano. And now she's going to be Meichel. So now he won't get anything. So Memela, so he's losing. What do you say he's not losing? Like this. Even though you're not giving him anything now, but he'll have a potential to get later. But if you force her to sell to him, she'll be Meichel. Then she'll be Meichel. So he won't have anything. I feel when she'll get a get, he won't have anything. The Pnei Yeshua explains, this is very good according to Rashi, I really don't know how you say this according to Taisvis. Taisvis said, but by selling it to him, he's icha losing, she'll be meichel. But if she won't sell it to him, so kaponim, if her husband will give her a get, he'll have where to monai. So the Pnei Yeshua says, who says she won't be meichel then either? She also could be meichel. I mean, why she's saying if she'll sell it, he'll be moichel. He won't have anything. But if she won't sell it, so then there'll be what to be goyve after she gets a get. She could be moichel husband also if she doesn't sell it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, fakert, the whole reason why she's moichel, we said this in Rashi before, because she's embittered. You're forcing me to sell my ksuba for tovus anor. That means I should get a fraction of the value. I'll show, because he should get. I'll show you. I'll be moichel, he won't get anything. So the reason she's moichel is because you're forcing her to sell. Why should she be moichel husband? Because you're forcing her to lose her ksuba, so she'll show you. She'll be moichel. You won't be successful. But if you didn't force her to sell meichitaisi, she should be moichel husband. So Melus HaTais was asked a very good kash. So the mother says there's no laws. Who says there's no laws? If she'll be Michael, there'll be a loss. If she won't be, and if she won't sell it, so if she gets a get, the Nechbel will have where to be goyver from. Before we go further, there's a kasha from the Marsha. The Marsha is a kasha. He's going to lose. The Marsha says he's going to lose. That Taisha says if she sells it to the Nechbel, she'll be Michael. He's going to lose. It's better not to sell it. So the Marsha asks, according to Rameya, that's doing Dini de Gami, he won't lose. I mean, we hear Taisha's before. That if she's Michael, according to Rameya, she has to pay him Mishum Dini de Gami. So he won't lose. So why are you saying he's going to lose? So they could pay him back. I mean, fakert, he has a chance that he might get the hooksub if she's not Michael. And if she is Michael, he's going to get the 50 zuz, the meichavola. So why does Taisa say he's going to lose? So the Masha says the Gemara yet did not know that it's going according to Rameya. So Rameya is doing Dini Gami. The Gemara didn't know yet that it's going according to Rameya. Now Yeshua wants to say a different teretz. Now Yeshua says, if she'll be Michael de Ksube, so she owes him al Dini de Gami. But we have to understand one thing. After he gives her a get, if she's Michael de Ksube, she doesn't have any money. Just like she didn't have any money when she was married, so the whole hope is that when she gets a get, she'll get money. But if you force her to sell and she'll be Michael, I got news for you. She won't have any money. She just like now she doesn't have money. Later she also, he doesn't know where her ksuba is. So later she also won't have any money. So she owes him al tachavola. She owes him al dini de gami, but she doesn't have any money. So he lost taka by forcing her to sell to him. V'yeshloima kivin sha'achshav loy haisa naisenes loy klum afilu loy mochlo. Now, what the Baraisa said, the Baraisa says, don't do anything now. Why not? Let's force her to sell. About Kaponim, the Baraisa said, she doesn't sell it. So according to the Baraisa, he's not getting anything now. And later, So Taisva says that in Cheshbon, now you're not giving him anything. And later, who says he'll ever get? Who says that the husband will die first? The husband will give her a get, maybe she'll die first. So Memele, now you're not zicha giving, now you're zicha not giving anything. Later there's a suffix if he'll get. So Taisel, it's better to give now. He might lose it. Taisel, the Gemara's kasha was, it's still kedai to do something now and take care of the chavola. I'm giving him now, I'm paying him up now. She might be moichel and he might lose it. This is still better than not doing anything now, and I'm not the tuch that will ever get even later also. Now let's go back to the Gemara, to learn over the Gemara, to see Taisvis. V'chein hi shechov lo b'baylo, v'hi v'sidak subosa. If she was chayvo nabala, v'sidak subosa. So the Gemara asks, amayt is abnina nele l'ksubosa l'baylo. the Tevis Hana, here, let her go and sell her ksuba to her husband. The Tevis Hana. It means as follows. It means that he should purchase from her the right that if he gives her a get, if he dies, he doesn't have to pay a diksubi. And with that, he'll get paid up his chayv. Tazbinina nele l'ksubosa l'bayla b'tayvus hano. B'hoch avola. So let her sell him the ksubi. And he'll get paid up for the chavola with purchasing the ksubi, with the tevis hano from the ksubi. Dimachla legabi baal ekeb seide. And if she'll be meichala husband, that means through the purchase of the ksubi, say now he acquired the right that he doesn't have to give a ksubi if he gives her a get or if he dies. She'll be meichalim, so he's not losing anything. It's mechilas lamal loy merit. That means already he doesn't have to pay her the ksubi, because he purchased from her the right, he doesn't have to pay the ksubi. She's meichal, so another reason he doesn't have to pay the ksubi, he's not losing anything. So, why do we say that he doesn't get paid? Her husband, she's here to pay by selling him the tevis and of the ksubi. So the Gemara said, Havadai Rameiri. Oh, on this kasha, the Teretz is going according to Rameya. The Oma also lo Odom, she yisha sishta filo sha'achas pelay ksubi. Rameya said that you're not allowed to be together with an isha without a ksubi. V'taim amai, kadesh le teikalo ba'inov lo hitziya. The reason is because the ishus is very fragile, very vakaldik, because since there's no deterrent of having to pay a ksuba that will hold him back from not giving her a get. He bought off from her the right of the ksuba that fully gives her a get, he doesn't have to pay her a ksuba. Here, he'll give her a get. And he doesn't have to pay the ksuba because he bought it off. Loshim govalei bechavle mina, I really don't understand too well. I mean, he was gave the chavola before when he purchased the tevis hano. Baal Kaponim, the Gemara says, the teretz is, this price goes according to Rameya. If he buys from or from her the tevis hano that he won't have to give her a ksuba if he gives her a get, so mamela be kala beinav leitzia, so mamela he's not allowed to do this. So that's why Chazal never said she should sell him the ksuba. Frag the Gemara, Yehochi, if you say it goes according to Rameya, so I got news for you. I feel like she doesn't sell him the ksuba. Ashtanami megarish lo. Since he'll be able to be goive the ksuba from the isha for his chavola. So memele, the payment of the ksuba does not loom in front of him. It's not a deterrent because if he'll give her the ksuba, now she has money, he'll take back the money for the chavola. So I got news for you. Afilu, without her selling him the ksuba, it's also kalabainov lahitziya. Because he doesn't have to pay her a full ksuba. He's gonna, when he'll give her the ksuba, then he'll run right back for the dmei chavola. So the Gemara says no. It's speaking about going to nafish ksuba also. The ksuba is very large. The Gemara understood that there's a taisvis also. That means, let's say the ksuba is not Masayim Zuz, let's say it's 11 Zuz. The Chavala is 50 Zuz. So Mamela, the Mishumahu Pulta Le Mafsitub. So, if he bought off from her the ksuba, he doesn't have to pay her, so then he'll give her a get. He doesn't have to pay anything anymore. But if he didn't buy it off. So you say, but now, since he can get his 50 zuz, so Memele will give her a get. He won't give her a get. She's a tremendous ksubit, so it's not worthwhile for him to give her a get, even though he'll be able to be given the Demei Chavola. The Mishum Ahu Puta Leimafsi Tube. For the small amount that he'll be able to retrieve from the ksuba, he won't give her a get because he has to pay the brunt of the ksuba. So there's a deterrent. There's a deterrent on him not to give her a get. It's not Kalbeinim Legalsha. So that's why it's mutter. It's not Kalbeinim Legalsha. It's speaking about Nefisha Ksubos. Speaking about Nefisha Ksubosa, very interesting. So that means the one understood. So he's saying there's, let's say, Masayim Zuz. There's Masayim Zuz, that was the Ike Ksuba, and then there was Taisvis, another 800 Zuz. And you're saying he won't give her a get because it's, the Ksuba is a lot. Not worthwhile for him to give her a get. To be gave to the Dmei Chavol. If the ksuba is more than the ksuba deraisa, nukma aksuba deraisa. So let's sell to her husband the taisvis, and let's leave over by her the ika ksuba. Let us sell the taisvis, the taisvis ano. Ve'idach tizbeno nelei bechavlei. So the Gemara is Amor de Kekashi. If you just told me, speaking about that there's a taisvis also, so then we're back where we started from. So let her sell him the taisvis. Taisvis ano. And with this mechire, so she's paying up the chavole, and it's not Kalvein of Lagasha because the Ike Ksuba wasn't sold, only the Taisvis was sold. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood what I said. Kegoin the Nefisha Ksubosa Miksuba Deraisa. No, I didn't mean that she has a tremendous Ksuba, Ksuba plus a Taisvis. Lein Nefisha Ksubosa Miksuba Deraisa. The Ksuba is 200 Zuz. Dahave Chavlei. And we'll see in Rashi mentioned, we'll speak about a lamone. The havle chavle abozuzi. The chavle was fozuz. The mishum abozuzi by mafsid esrim b'chamish. That means he won't lose 25 sloim. That's fozuzi min asela. 25 sloim is meyazuz. He won't give her a get, and he won't give her a get and lose 96 zuzim in order to retrieve his 4 zuzim. So Mamela, we're making an akim to Aces. If that's what it says, that lehiv sidak subos, if she was chayvul babayla, we're speaking about a certain case. We're speaking about that the chavola, as the Miri puts it, is 1/25 of the ksuba, and so it's not kalbein of legarsha because he's if he takes everything at the cheshbon, how much he's going to have to pay by giving her a get, and how much he's going to retrieve it, so he's going to get for zuzim. To pay 96 zuzim, it's not worth it's not worth to give her a gift. Let us see Taisvis. Benefisha ksubasa mechavala. The Gemara said that why don't we force her to sell the ksuba to her husband? No, the Gemara said, the Gemara says, Kalbein of Lagarsha. So the Gemara said, no, it won't be Kalbein of Lagarsha, the Nefesh Ksubosa. Mishum Hupot Alemafsetubim. Like Taisas Vim Taima Mikore Nami Ayri Benefishik Subos Mechabolo. It seems now the Gemara is making an akimte, that it's speaking about that the Ksuba was greater than the Chavola, so that is why it's not called Bein of Lagarsha. But Taisas, the Gemara all along knew that it was Nefishik Subosa Mechavola. The Kama, because the Gemara said, Tazbing Subosa Betoivis Ano, Betaisa Lebe Chavola. The Gemara said clearly before that the Chavola is worth the Taivas and of the Ksubah. So you see clearly that the Ksubah is worth much more than the Chavola. So what are you saying now? Though we're speaking about the Nefishi Ksubosam and Chavola, we always were speaking about this. Bishloima, the Bemitzas Chavola Kama. No. Before, when we said, could be before we understood that Chavola was doim, was the Chavola was worth Kemata Oksube. And that what we said, let her sell the Ksuba to the Toivis Ano, to her husband, not that it'll be paid up the whole Chavola. It'll pay up a mitzvah of the Chavola. And later, the Gemara says, why are you leaving him high and dry now? A kaponim, let us sell the ksuba to him, and he'll get al kaponim partially paid. That was the most kasha. So the Gemara says, going to Rameya, that it's also lashes ishtabu like ksuba. So then the Gemara says, but it's still kabein of the gausha. It's not the Gemara says in the kimte that it's speaking about nefishik subos mechabo. So the Gemara said, if it's nefishik subos mechaboloso, so let her go and sell the taisviz, and we'll leave over the ike ksuba. Then it's a kalvain of lagash. So the Gemara answered, you're going to nefishik subos mechaboloso derais. Mom said, no, we're not speaking about that there's a taisvis. There's no taisvis. There's only an ikka ksuba of, we'll see, meyazuz. And the ksuba of meyazuz, is, But he won't give her a get because it's not worthwhile for him to give a get to get the four zoos. Vimtaima vahashta eichem etuk mekerameya. So Taisus asks a kasha like this. So Taisus asks, you told me goes according to Rameya. I asked a kasha. She was chayvul bebaila, let her sell him the ksuber. And it's gewaldik, and he'll get paid. He'll purchase the Toivis Hanoah. He won't have any hefset. So the teretz on this kasha was, it's going according to Rameya. And Rameya holds, also lahashi simishtai b'loi ksube. It's going according to Rameya. Fine. So now this price is going according to Rameya. So now you understand why she can't sell it to us. We ended up by saying, the case, so we asked the kasha, but it's still called Bain of Legal. Shesimol says no. Speaking about that, there's no taisvis, but it's speaking about that there's a ksuba of a money, which is meyer zuz, and the chavol was only for zuz, and he won't give a get to her to get the four zuz since he's losing 96 zuz. Vim taim effect taisvis vahashta eichem etuk mekerameya, v'lai poiches lo mimona oi mimosayim, Bilosai bilas znus l'rameya. What's going to be? She is a ksuba that's a monim. Fine. Now, Bekitza, what's going to be if he gives her a get? How much money will he have to pay a lamaisa? 96 zuz. He'll have to pay 96 zuz because the 4 zuz he's going to take. Now, Rameya says, what is if a person, when they went to write the ksuba, So he went over to the Masada Kedush and he told him, he tapped him on the shoulder. He says, listen, I'm going to talk to you. When you write the Ksuba, I don't want to be Machai myself, Meir Zuz. Too much. 96 Zuz. I want to be Machai 96 Zuz. I mean, Meir Zuz. Talks over to Masada Kedush. So the Masada says, one second, let me ask Meir what he holds about this. So Meir says, Chas v'sholem. Apoiches miksubis mone, four Zuz, sabilos nus. No, for 96 Zuz, I'll give again. Don't tell me dreidlich. If your poich is less than a mone, it's a bilas nuts. Some Meila, Rab Meir says that less than a mone, you don't like a husband will give her a get, won't he give her a get. It's a bilas nuts. I'm sorry. So what did you tell me over here? He won't give her a get. It's not worthwhile to give her a get for 96 Zuz. But Rab Meir says it's a bilas nuts. He only has to pay 96 Zuz. So, what pshat in the Gemara? So Taisus answers, V'yashloim adige remes lahafsid la'atzma. So l'chayra Taisus is saying, Amoyra diki yisod. Taisus is saying, no. Ramayas, a different case. Ramayas speaking about, when he went over to the Masada Kedush, he says, I don't want to be machayim myself on Jesus. 96 the most. That Ramayas said, you only can give 96 Zuz? I'm sorry, that's a bilisness. That's a bilisness. About it. Here we're speaking about, he was machayv himself 100 zuz. Because she was chayvel him, he's only going to pay 96 zuz. Listen, that's not called a bilusness. That means if he, mitzad atzma, was machayv himself 100 zuz, even though eventually he won't have to pay 100 zuz, because of her action, she was chayvel him, that's not a bilusness. Right? That's what Taisus said. So I had a kasha on Taisvis, so I don't understand what Taisvis says. The Gemara before didn't say like this. The Gemara asked a kasha before. The Gemara asked a kasha, if it's going according to Rameya, it's going according to Rameya, Safulu, she doesn't sell him the ksube, but it'll be kal ein of legarsha, because he'll give her a gift because he wanted to pay the whole ksube. Sma says, no. Speaking about the Nefishik Subasa, and he won't give a get. And if it's not Nefishik Subasa, he'll give a get. But Taisa just said now, a Yesod in Rameya, that according to Rameya, that if he geremes lahapsid la'atzma, it doesn't, because it's holding kalbein of loiti is only if he whittled down the chiyuv ksuba. But if because of her she's not getting the whole ksuba, Taisa says there's no problem. So what was the Gemara before? The Gemara before asked, who it's going to be kalbein of loiti? Because of him or because of her? Because of her. Yet Taisa says because of her, there's no problem. Lulei de mistafine, I don't know if this is true, but I'd just like to say one word. There's a merdeke meiri on our sugya. It means a big machlekes harishayne. Our Gemara says, the Lofi Emes, the sugya is speaking about as follows. The Lofi Emes, there's a ksuba of Amone, and the Chavola is Dalet Zuzi, which is 1/25 of the ksuba. Mora says, he won't give her a get, if he's only going to end up by getting 1/25 of the ksuba. It's not logical. Zakta Meiri, what'll be if he'll get 1/20 of the ksuba? Let's say the chavol was a little bigger. He'll get 1/20 of the ksuba. What's the din then? Zakta Meiri, then he has to give her a get. And then he can't be with her. Then it's called Bain of Leitzia. The Gemara told us numbers, not most. I mean, some are saying, numbers out of the clear muska. The Gemara is telling us, Nefishik Subasa, that he won't give a get, means if he's gaining by giving a get, he'll gain 1/25 of the ksub and he has to pay the rest, he won't give a get. Won't be called Bain of Leitzia. If he's gaining more than that, I don't have a Gemara. Could be then yes, then it's called Kalbein of Leitzi. The Gemara said, this is the maximum. This is the maximum. So Bekitza, the Meiri tells us, that the Metzius of Kal Ba'in of Lahitziya, if he'll have to give 96 zuz for the Ksuba, the Gemara says it's not Kal Ba'in of Lahitziya. It's not Kal Ba'in. The Metzius is not Kal Ba'in of Lahitziya. Taisvis asked Akasha, but you see, Rameya says it's Abilas Nus, even though it's not Kalbein of Leitziah. The person told him, Asada Kedush, I'm only going to give a 96 Zuz, it's Abilas Nus, even though the Pilot's it's not Kalbein of Leitziah. So Taisvis says, that's true if he didn't obligate himself only 96 Zuz. But if he obligated himself for 100 Zuz, and he ends up by paying 96 Zuz, and the Pilot's it's not Kalbein of Leitziah, so there Rameh never said it's a bilus. But that is when Bepoil, it's not Kalbein of Leitziah. The Gemara before held that it's speaking about that the Chavola is much greater. Before the Motel said in the Fishik Subasa, the Gemara held that the Chavola is much greater. There it's like a Bepoil Kalbein of Leitziah. If Bepoil is Kalbein of Leitziah, it doesn't matter why it's Kalbein of Leitziah. Because of her, because of it, that then he has to give again. I think that is Pshat. In Taisvis, I don't know the Mafteich brings down for someone on this Taisvis is the Gemara says in Ksubis that a Meirete, she whittled down her Ksubis. So he said, how does the Shtim according to Rameya? He says, well, it's because of her. Now, I don't know if when we're laying Pshat in Taisvis, L'chayra Dachsma Taisvis is only saying, if you whittle down the Ksubin, it's still not Kal Bein of Leitziah. But if it'll be Kalbein of Leitziah, even though it's because of her, that won't help the situation. So, fine. So the Gemara said, Leimavsit, that since the Ksube, the Chavola was Dalet Zuzi, will not be Mavsit Chavhei. So our Gemara doesn't mention what the Chavhei, Leimavsit Esrim V'chamish. And Rashi said Esrim V'chamish means Esrim V'chamish Esloim, which is Meir's Zuzim. Now there was a Girsim, Leimavsit Esrim V'chamisha Zuzi, that for four Zuzim, he will not be Mavsit Esrim V'chamisha Zuzi. So Taisha says, Lagasin and Zuzi, the Lamai the God is Zuzi, so Leimad the Airi B'Ksubas B'Sule, it's speaking about a Ksuba of B'Sule, which is Mosayim Zuz, V'chofei zuzi tzuriyim, hei mosayim zuz medine. So then we would have to say pshat in the Gemara. There's money in tzuri and there's money in the medine. In tzur, and there was a tremendous difference, the same matbeya in tzur was worth 8 times as much as the matbeya in the medine, not in tzur. The reason this was because the value of the matbeyas were dependent on the silver content of each matbeya. In Tzur, there was a much greater silver content in the matbeya. So, Mamela, a zuz of Tzur was worth 8 times a Tzur of a zuz medina. So, Taisva says, so if you gaila zuzim, so it says, that means he has to pay chofei zuzim, so that means we're speaking about the chofei zuzi tzur, hey, masayim zuz medina. So it comes out that the ksuba for a psula is masayim zuz medina, belesa. The b'risha avo v'chamisha ichachnu da masayim shal psula in masayim zuz tzuri. Therefore, v'hochi gasin, v'le mafsid chofei hainu chofei sloim shalom onem. So therefore, not goyres chofei zuz, it goyres chofei period, it means chofei sloim. It's been about an amon. V'avo gavda v'ksubosa da rabona. Near the Gemara says, ksuba de reise. And lahakpid al hod and look at ksuba de reis. Don't have to be makpid. Now, let's see the Gemara further. Look at the Gemara right. Al hod is anya. Al hod is anya. So, Bekitza, we learned so far, we had a whole pilpul. Why, if she was chayvul b'bayla, why she shouldn't sell him? Why she shouldn't sell him? The ksuba. The mod, a different chishbainis. It's going according to Rameya. But the mod says, well, what if there's a taisvis? Then the Moshe says, "Afilo according to Ramei, she could sell him the Taisvis, the Taisvis Hano, and she'll end up with the Ksubet, Lika Ksubet." The Gemara, "Well, how does Hanya Kishem Shulaitimka Vehitachtov?" Just like she can't sell the Ksubet to someone else. Kach loitapset vehitachtav. So she doesn't lose when she's married to him. She'll never lose her ksubet. In fact, the Gemara bazimna mashkachas lo de mafsada. Vechidomik again the nefisha ksubosa miksubet derais. But the Gemara, how can you say such a blank statement that she never will never force her to lose her ksubet? That's not true. If there was a taisvis, we'll force her to sell the taisvis. But taisvis anola by law, and she will lose. So what shall kishem shalaitimka kach leitavs? Let us see Rashi and taisvis. Zik Rashi, kishem shalaitimka, kasal kadaita chochi kama, kishem shene yechayla limka ba'ida tachtav, just like she can't sell a ksuba. Kach leitavsid miksubos haklum bishvil shum chavolo v'nezek shetazik b'idach tachtum. She'll never lose for any chavolo. She'll never lose from a ksuba. Just like she can't sell a ksuba. She'll never lose from any chavolo. And that is a blank statement, which is not true. Because if she has a taisvis, she'll lose the taisvis in order to pay up the chavolo. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Taisvis. Kishem Shalaitimka Vihitachtov. Perish Rashi. Kishem Shaini Yechayla Limka Ksubosa Ba'ida Tachtov. Just like she can't sell her Ksuba Ba'ida Tachtov. Kach Leitapsin Miksubosa Klum Bishvil Shum Chavola Venezik. Shetazik Ba'ida Tachtov. She won't lose. You're building just like she can't sell laksube. She'll never lose laksube. It'll be it all over. She could sell laksube. So the Ri says, no, it doesn't mean like she can't sell laksube. She can sell laksube. No, that would have said, "Kshem shalaitimka bishvil shachovla v'acherim v'oida tachta." Just like when she was chayvel someone else, she doesn't sell her ksuba v'oida tachta. K'delo'om ale'el. Just like if she was chayvel someone else, she doesn't sell the ksuba. And then the reason is, because she'll zicha b'moichel, and the lekech will lose, or the nechba wouldn't gain. No gabi b'ayla v'adi mochla. Kach leitavsid vehitachto. Kloima, leisim ksuksubosa lebailo, bishvil shachov leboy. So also she won't sell haksuba to abal, bishvil shachov leboy. Just like she doesn't sell tacherim, just like she doesn't sell when she's chaybo bacherim, because vadei mochla on the behefsid, with a tiche de beidine, so the same way, if she's chaybo on the husband, she also doesn't sell. And what's the reason she doesn't sell? Because it goes according to Rameya that also lashi is a mishtabu like subit. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kakash, but you can't say this blank statement. If there's a taisvis, she could sell the taisvis, and it'll still be a ksuba. That's the Gemara's kash. So now we know pshat and the baraisa, and that's the Gemara's kash. But now taisvis had a problem. The way Taisvis learns Pshat in the Baraisa is saying as follows. Just like we don't force her to sell when she's Chayvel B'Acherem, we don't force her to sell when she's Chayvel B'Bailo. The Gemara's going to ask, you should force her to sell when she's Chayvel B'Bailo. There's a Taisvis. Let her sell the Taisvis. But the Lashon of the Baraisa is very unclear. Why, when we're speaking about when she's Chayvel B'Acherem, we say kishem shaloi timka. So it should say when you're speaking about she was chayvel bebailo, kach loi timka lebailo. The difference is the first case is speaking about she was chayvel b'chayil. The second case is speaking about Yisrael Bavaila, but we're saying, just like we don't force her to sell the Ksuba when she's Chayvel Ba'acherim, we don't force her to sell the Ksuba when she's Chayvel Ba'ayla. So why does it say, why here says a Loshen Timke, here says a Loshen Tapsit? That's the Yisrael Kashi. Let's again see Loshen. But here, Leit Kshem, Shalei Timke, Bishvur, Shechov, La Ba'acherim, Ba'i Detachtav, Glam, Alad, Gabi Ba'ayla, Ba'adi Mochla, Kach, Leit Tapsit, Vi Tachtav, Kloima, what does Leit Tachtav? Leit Timke, Ksubos, La Ba'ayla, בשביל שחוב לבוי. והוא זה נוקר מחיר רגע ביחר. That what it says, מחיר רגע ביחר. והפסד גבי בעילו. So why, we're speaking about מחיר, so why did he change the lotion? לגבי אחרים אין יכולו להפסיד כשמייחס להם בטויבס הנוע של כסובה. אבל לגבי בעל שמוכר לבעילו בטויבס הנוע, יגרשנו מיד ויביא לך הכל והיא תפסיד. So Tosfos says, the Gemara, when the Gemara spoke about her selling the כסובה to the בעל, so there, she's going to lose. He's going to give her a get. It's going to be a loss. The marriage is very precarious. It won't last too long. When she sells to somebody else, so it's not kalbein of legarsha because he'll have to pay someone else the ksubit. So the Gemara used the loshen tafsid. What really means timka labayla, but the most is a loshen tafsid because through this mechira, she'll lose her marriage. That's what Tosfos says. So the Teilos Chaim asks, Kakasha and Tosfos, if that's the reason for the Loshen Tafsid, Vazimne Mashkech Lo, the Mafsido, Veichidomiket in the Fishuk Sobosa, Miksuba de Reise. The Mor says, sometimes we could force her to sell. We shall sell the Tosfos. Correct the Teres Chaim, if she sells the Tosfos, she's not losing anything because it's not Kalbein of Legarsha, she didn't sell the Keksube. And still the Gemara says a Loshen Mafsido. So this he asks on Tosfos, and the Teres Chaim says that he would say a different Teres on Tosfos Kasha. The Loshen Tafsid is used because when she sells to someone else, it's Taka Mekech Memke. He gives her money, and she sells him the ksube. By the husband, he doesn't give her money. He just says, for the $50 that you owe me, I'm kind of your ksube. So she loses her ksube without getting anything for it. Since she owes him $50, she's losing her ksube without having to pay for it. So that's the Loshen of Tafsid. That is how the Teres Chaim wants to say Pshat and the Gemara, and that's his Kasha and Tosfos. So the Gemara says, no, you learned the wrong Pshat and the Barais. Oma Rofe Seifa Ason L'Ksubis B'din Dich Vachikton Kishem Shamaycheres Ksuboso L'Acherem L'Hivsido Ksubis B'din Dichin Aitai Mezuzi Hudon Suo Tach mecheres ksuboso lebailo leifsida ksubes benindichin maitai mezuzi huda ansua. Nu pshat le bereise. Now let us see Rashi what the bereise is speaking about. Ksubes benindichin zegt Rashi beperk narish and ispatso benindichin de even lachim minoi inen yevin yalsen kesu ksubosach yeser al chokeim de imachui. This is written in the Ksuba. And the husband is Machayim himself to pay Ksubas Benindichin. Now Rashi explains what this means. Hayu Loishtei Nosh. A person was married to two wives. Uksubas Ha'achas G'doyla Mishal Chavoto. In the Ksuba one, let's say he had two wives. Rochel and Leah. To Rochel he gave a Ksuba of 1,000 zuz. To Leah gave a ksuba of 500 zuz. Fine. Now, if he would die, So he would have to give Rachel 1,000 zuz and Leah 500 zuz. But Umeisr Shteyim Bechayov, they died and he didn't die. So he doesn't have to pay anything. He yashens the ksuba. V'yosha, so yashen the ksuba. Ayachas Bechayov, v'yosha. Or one of them died Bechayov, v'yosha. Afal pikein leibot lo ksubosa eitzel bonel. So Lamaisa is like this. So one wife died and she never got a ksuba because the whole chi of ksuba is if he dies, it gives her a get, not if she died. Lemaisa, if she has bonim schorim, they're going to take over her ksuba. Im yesh lo ben zochei menu, sheboim lach lik bonu v'nechos of acha moisai, if the children come to divide up the Yerusha, Neutlin Elu Ksuba Simon, the ones that have, the mother was alive, Vishas, the father died, take Ksuba Simon, even though the mother died before. Vasha, and the rest of the money of the Yerusha, Chelkin Bishol. V'ein Yecholim B'nei HaKayemes Loima Ono Nitl Ksuba Simenu, Shei Kebal Aschoy. V'chayre, those who their mother was still alive, Vishas, Mises Aviyem, they can't find it to the other one. Listen here. We will take our mother's ksube because he owed her a ksube. He died b'chayel. Ba'atem al titlu, but you don't take ksube simchem, she'en limchem ksube. Shrei ba'ala yosha. She died before her husband. Fine. So the din is not like that. The din is, there was a takona ksube spinin dichrin, that even though the wife died before the husband. When the husband dies and she left over bonim schorim, they will take the ksube that their mother was entitled to receive if the husband would have died first. The kaimulon hosam da mecheres ksubosa la'acha b'toyves hano umeisa b'chaye bala. What is if a woman sold her ksube? What is if a woman sold her ksuba b'toyves hano, umeisa b'chaye b'aylo, she sold the ksuba and she died b'chaye b'aylo, v'yosha, and now her husband yashinta, she died, mafsid o'lekeach. So lekeach is mafsid because the whole kingdom was if he'll die first, so he'll acquire the ksuba. She died first, so her husband yashes the ksuba. Hafal pikein lo yifsidu bonei ksubas b'nin dichim. But later, if her husband will die, they'll get the ksubas b'nin dichim. Lo yoimru b'nei chavoto, and here, the lechayot would be a svara to say, imcham poshabo. Your mother didn't care about this ksuba at all. She lahoisa kayemes. You see, if she would have been, she sold the ksuba. She lahoisa kayemes, lahoisa goiva. She would have been alive, so she would not have been goiva the ksuba when her father died. She lekuches hoyu goiva noisa. So you see, she didn't care that you should receive the ksuba. She sold it readily. So memele. So if she didn't care about the ksuba to receive herself, so she didn't care that you'll get the ksuba either. That means, like this normally, if her husband dies, she gets the ksuba, she dies, her children yashin the ksuba. By your mother selling the ksuba, if your father will die, she won't get the ksuba, the lekuches will get the ksuba. So she didn't care. She didn't care b'chlal that you should receive a ksuba. So memele, so Huadin, if she died first, you shouldn't get a ksubas b'din dichim because we see your rights, your mother was very, didn't bechlau clear about your rights. So the teretz is, I'm sorry, you said the wrong statement. Shum de omri lehu zuzi ansua, shahis atzricha lamois, v'loi lap sedino niskavle. You're uptighting that what my mother sold the ksuba is not because she didn't care about us. she would very much want that we should have a ksuba, but at the, when she sold a ksuba la'acherim, she was strangled for money. She needed money. So what should she do? So she sold the ksuba. So, no, if the father would have died first, it would be fa'falun then. The lekuchas would have gotten the ksuba. But not that she doesn't care about us. She zicha cares about us, but she was forced to sell it. Now the ma'isa that she died first, so we're still entitled to ksim the ksubas b'din dechim, because you can build for her, from her actions, that she didn't care about us, wazuzi ansua. So now the ba'isa say, just like when she sold la'acherim, the bonim are entitled to ksubas b'nin dechin. We don't say that she didn't care about us. We say zuzi ansua. Same thing when she sold to her husband. We also say that is a ksubas b'nin dechin because of zuzi ansua. Now I'd like to mention there's a medical problem over here. I mean, the baraisa seems to be saying a double. Just like when she sells to someone else, you say Zuzi Ansua. So she sells to the husband, you also say Zuzi Ansua. I mean, what's the chilek? You sell to the husband, you sell to someone else. I mean, it's the same thing that, here it's Zuzi Ansua, and here it's Zuzi Ansua. So what's the chilek? I'm going to get up a kebeger in Ksubis that says Pshat Narashi there, but I want to mention something easy. It's a very interesting Teis Rabbeinu Peretz. The Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says Pshat like this. When she sells the ksube to someone else, b'teivas hano. So let's figure out. You have a ksube masayim zuz. She goes and tells someone, listen, there are three possibilities. Could be my husband will give me a get, you'll get the masayim zuz. Could be my husband will die, you'll get the masayim zuz. Could be that she'll die, you won't get the masayim zuz. Now let's make a heshbon. How much is it worth to invest? There are two possibilities you'll get Messiah Zuz. There's one possibility, you won't get anything. So how much is it worth? Person say, look, 50 Zuz. It's worth 50 Zuz. It's a good deal, 50 Zuz. There's two possibilities I might get Messiah Zuz. One possibility won't get anything. 50 Zuz. Fine. When she sells to her husband, look, the Tesla man appears something very interesting. When she sells to her husband, why is the husband buying the ksuba from her? He's only buying it because if he gives her a get, he shouldn't have to pay her a ksuba. If he's going to die, if he dies, to get them gold neshon, the children will pay the ksuba, the children won't pay the ksuba, that's not his headache. What is bothering him is maybe he'll give her a get and he'll have to pay the ksuba. That's why he's going to purchase the ksuba. So when she sells the husband the ksuba v'toyva sano, we make a different cheshbon. She makes a cheshbon. Let's hear what I'm gaining from this. If the husband says, look, if I die, to get me nishon. I don't have any interest in buying your ksuba if I die because I won't have to pay. When I'm dying, put to the mason chavshim in a mitzvah. I won't have to pay. If you die, I don't have to pay. There's one possibility, if I give you a get, I'll have to pay. Now, how much is the tevis hanor worth for the husband to pay? 25 zuz, not 50 zuz, 25 zuz. So the Teisa Menepel says that's the Chiddush. Not only by 50 zuz do you say zuzi on tzua. They get 50 zuz as a matbei. She needed 50 zuz to pay electric bill. But even 25 zuz, which is a small amount, we can also say zuzi on tzua. That's how the Teisa's Rabbeinu Peretz learns Pshat in the Gemara.